This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. At the risk of being accused of spawning a terrible pun, the Cache Theater Company's ongoing production of the bluegrass musical Bright Star really shines. A joint composing effort by multi-talented comic Steve Martin and country folk artist Edie Brickell, Bright Star is a seedy Southern Gothic romance with a corny Deus Ex Machina happy ending pasted on. But who cares? The show's bluegrass score makes Bright Star the most original-sounding musical since Big River, and director Tanner Benson has assembled a cast of performers who can really sell the strength of the production's vocal numbers. In the midst of all those talented singers, Lindsay Kellstrom stands head and shoulders vocally above her co-stars. Bright Star is Miss Kellstrom's show from start to finish, and she earns every minute of her time in the spotlight. Jeffrey Hasland Nelson appears as Miss Kellstrom's ill-fated love interest. Romance also blooms for Daniel Francis and Elizabeth Spencer in Bright Star, while Hillary Peterson and Carson Junker amusingly handle the show's comedy relief chores. Other outstanding members of the supporting cast include Landon Weeks, Sandy Gillum, Andy Johnson, and John Brailsford. Good as they all are, the performers in Bright Star are literally upstaged by an 8-member bluegrass orchestra led by conductor Jay Richards. The fiddles and banjos of that mostly string ensemble give Bright Star just the right twangy, down-home vibe to bring the musical story to life. Performances of Bright Star will continue at the Utah Theater through November 18th. You might think that you're out of luck. If you're looking for something other than holiday fare in the way of live entertainment in Utah between now and Christmas, not so, thank goodness. For example, you can catch what is probably William Shakespeare's best comedy on the campus of Brigham Young University in Provo. The Shakespearean Company of the BYU Theater and Media Arts Department will debut a production of Much Ado About Nothing on Friday, with performances scheduled to continue through December 7th. The witty romantic banter between Beatrice and Benedict, the bard's two most unlikely lovers, is always worth seeing. Besides that, Much Ado About Nothing is being staged in the Pardo Theater in the Harris Fine Arts Center. That's BYU's Laboratory for Experimental Production Theory, which will likely guarantee a very interesting version of this great show. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.